Prosecutors are sworn to enforce the law even if they disagree with it. In some cases, that can be particularly tough, as it is now for Jean Peters Baker. She's a prosecutor in Jackson County, Missouri, which now has a near total ban on abortions. It went into effect after Friday's Supreme Court ruling striking down Roe v. Wade. And it prohibits abortions even in cases of rape and incest. The procedure is permitted if a mother has a medical emergency. Under the law, abortion providers would be held responsible and prosecuted for ending a pregnancy. But Jean Peters Baker is among those in the state who are concerned that women seeking to end a pregnancy could also be held criminally liable. She joins us now. Welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So you're going to be among the folks enforcing this new law, but in a statement before the Supreme Court ruling, you called criminalizing reproductive health care an injustice. Tell us why.
Well, you know, I have a personal and perhaps a political view on this topic, but I'm also a prosecutor. And as a prosecutor, that takes on a different import in how you think about this topic. As a prosecutor, though, I think we have been literally thrown into the public health decisions of medical professionals and women, their patients. And I don't believe we belong there. I think this is a tragic decision on many levels, but right. Definitely for prosecutors.
Right. But you are going to have to enforce this law. So what's your strategy going to be?
Well, my strategy is do an honest day's work. So that means I took an oath to uphold all of Missouri's laws, those of which I disagree with, I uphold. But I use my discretion, I use it wisely, and I really work hard to reach the right decision on cases. And I will use my discretion here.
Right. The law states, and correct me if I'm wrong, that abortion providers can be charged with a Class B felony for ending a pregnancy that's not a medical emergency. It also states that a woman upon whom an abortion is performed or induced in violation of this subsection shall not be prosecuted for a conspiracy. Now, some have taken that to mean pregnant women seeking abortion will not be prosecuted. Is that your understanding of the law?
It's not. And I know there are people going to disagree with this, but I would just tell you the language is, you just read it. It's not a hard read. You do not need to be a scholar to understand what this means. And I think if the sentence were ended with the period flowed after prosecute it, that argument would be correct. But there are a few more words after prosecute it, shall not be prosecuted for a conspiracy. So those words have meaning, and that meaning is very plain. They cannot be prosecuted for conspiracy. But there are a variety of other things. I believe women can be prosecuted under Missouri's law.
Such as?
Such as if she is the principal, if she induced her own pregnancy. And I think there we are. I think she's thrust into some grade of homicide or manslaughter.
Right. Can a woman in Missouri who wants an abortion right now legally travel to another state for that procedure?
I think right now that is the case, but we'll see how long that lasts. And that I think there is some interesting... Well, that one's going to be interesting to see what happens going forward and how a woman's right to travel could be curtailed. And if you could even do that constitutionally, that's just a real interesting question. I don't know the answer.
Wow. Now, under Missouri's law, can a woman consult with a doctor in your state or elsewhere for that matter about ending a pregnancy with abortion-inducing pills obtained outside the state, for example? I know I just threw a lot of hypotheticals at you, but I'm just I'm just curious what you make of that.
Wow. I'm going to say I don't know all the answers to that yet because I've spent much of my weekend trying to read as much as I could, getting opinions from others, and there's a lot of gray here. Yeah. There's a lot of gray, and I'm this is not a place a prosecutor belongs. I don't belong in the discussion with a patient, a female patient, and her doctor or nurse. I just don't belong there. But here I am. So I'm practically in the room with them.
Right.
And it concerns me, not just because I feel I have no right to be there, but the resulting harm that can happen.
Right.
And on that point, though, boy, as a prosecutor, I cannot let this piece go. The rape and incest provision that no longer exists under Missouri law is for any prosecutor who's been at this for any period of time. You will have a victim come through your office doors that has been forced to make a decision about a resulting pregnancy. And in cases of incest, it is not uncommon. This is a horrible thing I have to tell your listeners, but because of generally the repeated nature of the offense against an incest victim, she has a higher probability of becoming pregnant. She also has generally nowhere to go because mm-hmm. it's her own family that has put her in this terrible situation. So this part is so mean. It's mean. Mm. It's just mean to put a 13-year-old incest victim in this posture. It's mean.
Right. Ms. Baker, I can hear the anguish in your voice over this issue. A prosecutor professionally, and you made reference to this just a short while ago, is often put in a position of enforcing laws that he or she might not agree with. But have you ever been put in this position in your career? Because you obviously have very strong feelings about this particular issue.
I have not been in the position before of, it's new. It's new to look at it. You know, I have a particular view, of course, as a prosecutor, of a rape victim or an incest victim. Because for many years as an assistant prosecutor, this was the type of work I did on behalf of my office. Mm-hmm. I now am the head of the office, and I have other people that do these types of cases particularly. And I look for the right person even to carry those cases as a prosecutor, because it takes another year or two to be able to do these cases successfully. But now, to look at these victims and to know that the law may victimize them again, it's unconscionable, and I cannot come up with a better word than mean.
Yeah.
It's just mean. It's not tone deaf. It's not super conservative. It's mean.
Yeah. Last question. You have to run for re-election at some point. You're on record as opposing taking away federal abortion rights in a state that seems to be fairly supportive of what the Supreme Court did. Are you worried about political consequences of your position on this issue?
So I've been a prosecutor for a while, and one of the things I learned very, very early in my career is that you better be tone deaf to that. As a prosecutor, I need to make decisions that are right for the people of my community, and be damned the consequences. I'll accept those as they come.
Right. Anything else you want to say about this before I let you go?
I think I would encourage you and your listeners, and if you could put the language maybe up on your website so that they could read that first paragraph under 188.017, you know, the part where there are other people in my state, other elected officials that are telling them, oh, this is an absolute ban on prosecuting women. Well, they can read. If you can read, then that may be a wishful thought right now, but it's not Missouri law. I think that's the case.
All right. Well, Jean Peters Baker is a Jackson County prosecutor in Missouri, which has enacted a near total ban on abortions after last Friday's decision from the Supreme Court. Jean Peters Baker, thank you so much for your time, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Anthony.